This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Snow in the West, and the whistleblower agrees to testify on the Hill. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. We kick off another week with more controversy over impeachment and the press and the conversation around this nation. And as I said, the first signs of what we would call winter on the West Coast. Specifics on that, I'll jump to that in just a moment. But first, let's talk about what's happened out of D.C. And, of course, there's a lot of attention on Nancy Pelosi because of this historic impeachment showdown that has people in the nooks and crannies where you live, where I live, talking about, is this possible as we head into an election year? And the answer is, it's interesting to follow where the bits and pieces of the evidence of this whole thing flow. So the whistleblower who filed an anonymous complaint about the prez asking the Ukraine to investigate a political rival has reached an agreement to testify before Congress. This is according to Adam Schiff. The congressman stood before mics and announced that he chairs the House Intelligence Committee. He says, yes, the whistleblower would testify very soon, and the only thing standing in the way was getting security clearances for the attorneys representing the whistleblower so they could actually attend the testimony. The whistleblower's identity hasn't been made public. There's been a lot of speculation as to who that is. Somebody in the intelligence community is what the thought is. And certainly the whistleblower revealed deep concern, and this is how this all started, that the president used the power of his office to solicit the Ukraine's help to discredit one of his political rivals. That would be Vice President Joe Biden. This complaint did detail efforts by a senior White House official to later lock down access to all the records of the July 25th call with the Ukrainian President Zelensky, in which the whistleblower says the president urged his counterpart to investigate Joe Biden specifically and his son, Hunter Biden. So this was the tipping point, I suppose, and what we all center around for the Democrats who launched that impeachment that we've been talking about for the last week after months of speculating and investigating and all of that. Congress, of course, is on a two-week recess, but the inquiry, the impeachment inquiry, doesn't appear to be off the rails, because it was Friday heading into the weekend that Schiff announced a number of depositions scheduled with State Department officials and even a private hearing with the intelligence community's inspector general. So the official who got the whistleblower complaint and found it credible and urgent would be that person. Schiff also announced Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was being subpoenaed for documents related to the Trump Ukraine episode. Interesting, and where this all ends up this week will be something that we'll obviously be following closely, as will so many of you. Everywhere I go and almost in every spot, somebody is talking about this as to, do you really think this will happen? Isn't this just that same old formality thing, or is there something there? And the answer is, well, let's hear what the whistleblower has to say. That is the key. What is the whistleblower going to specifically tie up or point to that is going to be the gotcha moment? Because you would have to have one heck of a gotcha moment to be able to pull down anybody who is in the office of the president. And the whistleblower says, according to the information that's been documented, that the president, again, used the power of his office to solicit foreign help to discredit Joe Biden. So away we go, and where we end up on all of this is still at this point in its infancy, and it's all speculations and talking heads of different political persuasions trying to follow this and make an educated guess. And the answer to that is we do not know. We do not have a crystal ball to look into and know specifically how hardcore this info is. And I'll say it again, it has to be hardcore to bring down a president, any president. Impeachment is not something that's taken lightly. We move from the Hill, where there isn't any snow, to where there is snow. Summer just wrapped up. A winter storm blasted the West. 3 feet of snow, low temps in some areas. Snow really piled up in some parts of California, Oregon, where you're listening to me, Washington, where you're listening, Montana, where you're listening, Idaho, Nevada, Utah, all of the various places have been touched by it, those states, in some way. The National Weather Service says this is historic because the temperatures in some of the areas dropped as much as 30 degrees below normal. So low maximum temp records are possible all the way through Monday. And, of course, especially in the Rockies and Northern California, Montana Governor Steve Bullock said it was just an unprecedented thing to throw the state into a surprise in September. He declared a winter storm emergency in that state because you had high winds. You had what you have when you have this kind of a storm, down trees, power lines, some roads closed off, power outages. Specifically, the town of Browning, which is near Glacier National Park, had 40 inches of snow on Sunday. I want to say that to you again. Measure that. 40 inches of snow. Wow. That's a lot of snow. Yes, they expect that they'll get snow. They get lost snow in that area. But the fact that they got it as soon as they did, that's key. Great Falls, Montana, they average about an inch and a half of snow in September, 16 inches and counting. 16 inches. Yeah, that's a record. In Oregon, for all of you listening in Oregon, I don't have to tell you, the wind damage, the gust, 55 miles an hour in Portland, hail all over the place. The Cascade Mountains got about 10 inches of snow. Ooh, just thinking about pulling out boots, winter coats and scarves and hats and gloves and getting a shovel out. Are we ready for that? Are you ready for that, America, or at least some of you? Because not everybody's going to be completely touched by it. But 3 inches of snow, wow. Just not what you're expecting. Some of you actually sent me emails about the snow and others about what's happening with transportation and what's going on with the latest snafu with the airlines, and also, of course, about impeachment. So to be sure, in this hour, in fact, coming up on the flip side, we're going to go to you and your thoughts, as I had an avalanche of email come in over the weekend. And, boy, I'll tell you, the planes and the types of planes that we're flying in, and this was something that was pointed out to me in two different emails, it seems like it's shrinking. This time, we're talking about just another beat down to Boeing. It's about structural cracks. What airline are we talking about? Eric pointed it out. We'll go to that email first when we come back and we dip into the mailbag.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research. research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, to the mailbag we race. As I said, Eric flipped us this baby, saying, wow, what's going on with Boeing, Kate Delaney, and this 737? I happened to catch this when I woke up today that the FAA is ordering the airlines to inspect for cracks after being notified of a problem by Boeing. And apparently there are cracks in wing supports on their NG version. What does it all mean? I think of Ryanair, and I suppose that this would be one of the airlines that would be affected. You're right. It's the airlines have these instructions, and you know, Europe's Ryanair is one of those. They have a 737 NG, and these cracks appear in the support. It's known as the pickle fork, and it's a component that attaches the wings to the fuselage, and it's designed to last the life, supposedly, of the aircraft. It's not if it's cracked, and that's not good, especially as I described what has been described to me, is what that does. So the 737 NG stands for next generation, by the way. It's the most widely used jets. There's about 7,000 that have been ordered, and they've been built in four different ways, seating-wise, up to 220 passengers. And the last NG was delivered this year, and it was replaced by a more fuel-efficient kind of version of the 737, you know, the MAX. This isn't good. I mean, they're already in trouble with the two crashes and the grounding of the 737 MAXs, where there's like the graveyard of the Southwest planes sitting in the middle of the desert because they can't fly them. There's no clearance there. And now these wing supports, and this is completely different than what is the control system that's blamed for the nose driving into the ground on those two planes that crashed. But it's another problem. And they're saying the cracking, Boeing is saying, because I had to address this, that the cracking is just confined to a small number of planes that are undergoing these modifications. But they didn't say specific numbers. And they haven't said that it caused problems any planes that are out there right now. It does not give you a warm feeling, does it? It doesn't. We know that, you know, you can talk about air safety. Well, still, it's the safest way to go, you know, when you think of how many planes are in the air. Yeah, but I don't want to be on the plane where I look out and I see the crack in the wing. And you don't want it. That's why Eric points it out, like, whoa, what's going on with Boeing? So Boeing has a problem. And, you know, they're especially concerned about the MAX jets, and they can't have too many of these jets, these 737NGs, in trouble, or they're in even bigger trouble. This one is from Mac Daddy. Whistleblower, Schmishelblower. Did you see that the Trump campaign raised more than $15 million in light of all this conversation about impeachment? If you ask me, Kate, it seems like the Democrats are trying to kick up anything they can to make something happen that will shake up the Trump campaign, because you've said it yourself. We've had three incumbent presidents who have run and won back to back, and it's very tough to defeat a sitting president. Do you think all of this hurts his popularity? Well, therein lies the rub, right? When you say popularity, I really think it's, you know, you have two camps. The people who voted for the prez the last time around that say they're still going to vote for him, and then the Democrats who didn't vote for him the last time around and won't vote for him this time around, and then the others, the people who are the undecided. How many undecideds are there? Are they decided? And how many people that didn't vote last time are going to go out and vote this time? I always say the worst thing about our system is we don't have enough people that go out and vote. How is it that we have such a low turnout when it's one of the most important things that we can do, exercise our right to vote? You can't force people to do it. If more people voted, they'd probably be happier with the results. Let's see what happens with these hearings. I've already said it. I don't know a sexy way to say it other than there would have to be something definitely there that would take down a president from the whistleblower. And what specifics are they? That testimony would be key, for sure. And it's not a surprise that money was raised, because some people are, of course, furious about that. But the impeachment inquiry is on the fast track, so what's the plan from here? That's the key, watching how fast this all unfolds. This one comes to us from John, who listens to us in Portland. Kate, vaping, man, I am seeing it everywhere. Ever since I've been listening to you talk about the lung injuries related to vaping and the different cities who are banning it, or states, the more I think they should just completely ice this thing until they can regulate it, because it's too damn dangerous. Well, you said it. With 4 in 5 people who suffered vaping-related lung injury, you know, they reported that they had products that contained the THC alone or combined with nicotine. The THC-packed cartridges that are bought on the black market, of course, could be the big culprit in this. But it's drawn attention to vaping devices and e-liquids. Big time. So where are the specific products, the cartridges, where are they all coming from? We know Juul was one of them that was heavily discussed. And last week, the CDC reported the number of vaping-related lung injury cases jumped to 805. The number of deaths, 12. And climbing. Not good. I don't know about you, but you have to sort of think about it. Oh, liquid, you're vaping it. Oh, there's some nicotine in it. Oh, we don't really know much about it. It's kind of a cool thing to do. Lots of people are doing it. There was somebody I saw over the week. Well, somebody I know. There was somebody I ran into at a huge convention in Dallas, the RAB. It stands for, it's an acronym for Radio Advertising Bureau. And he was vaping. He's someone I worked with, and I was, in a way, I was surprised. I was thinking, oof, what is he vaping? But he was a big smoker, and the idea was, okay, I'm weaning myself away from smoking, so I'm vaping. And we've talked to people on the show about that. You know, the White House endorsed a brand of non-tobacco flavored vaping products, and there are a lot of states who are working to ban or restrict any of that. The Washington governor, Inslee, directed state health officials to enact a ban on flavored vaping products. Michigan and New York are banning flavored vaping products. Massachusetts, a four-month ban on all vaping products. It's smart. I mean, people, kids especially, dying from it, but whoever, anyone dying from it. And what do you think? Unregulated. And then, oh, we're putting substances in our body. We're not quite sure. And I get it, especially people trying to wean themselves off of cigarettes and thinking, well, this is better than cigarette smoking. This one comes to us from Gregory. And Greg says, Kate, I misnailed the score last week. I know that you were talking about doing a double dip this week. What happens with that? Yeah, it's interesting you say that because it is a double dip. When I say double dip, that means two chances to win. It's like a scratch-off, but you get an extra one. So we'll have two games this week, and we're doing it earlier. So we're doing it on our next show on Monday night. In our last segment of our first hour, we will do it. Yes. And you can be sure it's not going to be the Saints or the Cowboys. The Saints and the Cowboys in that one, New Orleans toppled the Cowboys in really what was a defensive game, 12-10. Dallas had a perfect start to the season, so this was their first loss. And Dallas really struggled. They had just 45 yards on the ground. So the idea here, if you never heard of Nail the Score, is I pick the game of the week in the NFL. You call up or you send me an email. This time around, we'll do it on our Monday show, first hour, last segment. And you tell me what you think the score is going to be and who's going to win. And if you are correct, ding, 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 you win the prizes, the bragging rights, and everything else in between. It's not bad, right? It's good to be a winner, so you have a chance to be a winner. All right, speaking of winners and losers, it's funny, but we haven't been in the man cave in a while. We're heading there next. Stay with us. I'll open the door for you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats are busy making their impeachment case against President Trump. One focus is the phone call conversation the president had with his Ukrainian counterpart, urging him to investigate Joe Biden. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Steve Scalise.
They've been investigating President Trump for over 2 years and the entire way making baseless allegations. Speaker Pelosi, the day before the transcript came out, was saying that there was going to show that the president broke the law. And then they didn't have any quid pro quo, all of the things that they were saying.
He was on NBC's Meet the Press. On CBS, Pelosi says it's clear the president was putting the squeeze on the Ukrainian president.
You withdraw a couple hundred million dollars worth of assistance to a country and then a couple of days later say, by the way, can you help me with my campaign? In other words, there's a sequencing there.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Yes, we are in the man cave. Hey, hey. Grab a seat. Grab a cold one. And by cold one, it can certainly be just a cool glass of iced tea. Talk a little NFL and give you the skinny on what happened and what's coming up. The Bengals and the Steelers are the Monday night game, the Thursday night game. The Eagles beat the Packers. Wow, that was a crazy game, 34-27. If you missed it, we talked about it a little bit. But anyway, the Sunday fair really is what you care about. The Titans beat the Falcons 24-10. Marcus Mariota threw three touchdown passes, so that was a very big win for the Titans to go to 2-2. The Falcons are 1-3. Matty Ice, what has happened? That is ugly. And speaking of ugly, the Broncos, you Denver fans, Dan in Texas, who called the show all the time, is a big Broncos fan. They're 0-4 for the first time since 1999. They've lost 8 consecutive games. You go all the way back to week 14 of last year. Whew. So there's even uglier stats, but I won't rub it in for any of you Denver fans. But it was a brutal loss for the Broncos because it was so close, but the Jags walked away with a win 26-24, and that's the key there. Isn't it interesting? You think of Joe Flacco, 22-38, 303 yards, 3 touchdowns. Not enough. Leonard Fournette on the ground, a huge day. Fantasy fans would love this, 225 yards off of 29 carries. But that 0-4, yikes. That stinks. Speaking of 0-4, there's another team that shares that. That would be the Flying Fish, not flying so high. Chargers just thrashed them 30-10. Philip Rivers, 310 yards, couple of TDs. The Dolphins have nothing going on. I mean, they have nothing going on. It's rough for them. Even the Raiders. The Raiders are off to a much better start. They beat the Colts 31-24 and looked pretty decent. Josh Jacobs, 17 carries, 79 yards. And, you know, the Raiders are just trying to keep everybody interested because they're watching their stadium really start to fill in nicely in Las Vegas. The Chiefs are where you expect they would be. I know there's people listening to this show that would love to sit back in the Easy Boy lounger next to mine. Oh, my head feels so good. And as it leans back to talk about Pat Mahomes, 24-42, 315 yards. Key thing here is they're winning. Yeah, beating the Lions, 34-30, like I said, so they stay undefeated. And that's big for the Chiefs because they want to keep making that hot run. They aren't the only undefeated team. The Patriots still hang on to be undefeated as they're 4-0. So close to the Bills, though. It was not a high-flying affair. Patriots did beat Buffalo 16-10. Although Josh Allen tried to make it worse, he had three interceptions for Buffalo. Yikes. So not a a pretty day for them, needless to say. In between all of that, the Giants have an interesting story that's developing. Daniel Jones, the kid out of Duke, who took over last week and won with the Giants, threw for 225 yards and a touchdown. The Giants beat the Redskins 24-3. So that's an NFC battle. Not much of a battle. The Redskins, of course, are 0-4. But a very big showing for Daniel Jones. And Sterling Shepard had 7 catches, 76 yards. People are wondering what's going to be like for the Brownies this year. The Browns defeated the Ravens 40-25. Baker Mayfield, the quarterback there, always the story, right? Were you running to get chips? Were you running to get tacos in between everything that was happening? Baker Mayfield, 342 yards and a touchdown. What I like about Mayfield is he's got a personality. He's funny on his commercials. And he is very glib with the media. I say props to him. Like seeing those personalities. Buccaneer fans, my family living in Tampa, they beat the Rams. This was a really high-scoring game. Unlike the Panthers and the Texans, where the Panthers won 16-10, Buccaneers 55-40. Jared Goff, not the best of games, even though you look at the totals, 517 yards and a couple of touchdowns, but he also was plagued by mistakes, and that hurt them, so the Buccaneers pick up yet another win. Look out, here comes Seattle. Seattle beating the Cardinals 27-10, and boy, the Seahawks looked really good. Chris Carson on the ground, 22 carries, 104 yards. And then the Bears lose Mitch Trubisky in the game, but the Bears managed to beat the Vikings 16-6 at home in front of a crazy crowd. So they're 3-1 right now, but what does it mean for the future? You know, injuries. Boy, there's been a lot of injuries. Yes, of course, there's always injuries in football, especially, right? This isn't a game for anybody who doesn't like to get hit, and we've talked about some of the sad sides of that too, but it seems like in the beginning of the year, in the beginning of the season, we've seen more injuries than ever, especially to key players. And so here we go again, when you talk about quarterbacks and you see them on the sideline, like a Drew Brees who's walking around on the sidelines in that Saints game where the Saints ended up beating the Cowboys. After the Sunday win, Bears coach Matt Nagy said he doesn't think Mitch Trubisky suffered a season-ending left shoulder injury, even though he had a little bit of a Well, he had a sling on, and he was on the sidelines. He said, I haven't found out a lot about the shoulder. I'll know in the next day or two, but he didn't think that there were any reasons to think he was going to be out for the rest of the season. So for Chicago, you know, they're neck and neck with Green Bay. Both are 3-1 in the NFC North. Then you drop down to Detroit at 2-1. So like I mentioned, these injuries are really wreaking havoc already with the with a lot of these teams. And, you know, that's part of what you talk about. When you're in the man cave, you talk about injuries because you talk about your fantasy team. Do you know anybody who has a fantasy team? Another big reminder for you, don't forget we're doing our Nail the Score on our Monday show. You have two chances because there's going to be two games of the week to win some fabulous prizes and bragging rights. Two chances are better than one. You pick the winners and name the score, and you are in. Wouldn't it be cool if somebody did both? I think that would be very, very cool. How about the Cards? Lest we jump to baseball. They win the NL Central. The Brewers, easy for me to say, settle for the wild card in the end. This was in the regular final day of the regular season. The St. Louis Cardinals routed the Cubs 9-0, so they get their first division title since 2015. That's pretty impressive. The Brewers will play at Washington in the NL wild card game on Tuesday night, with the winner going on to play Los Angeles, the Dodgers, who have run away with everything, in the National League Division Series. So, interesting to see St. Louis. I mean, they finished three games better than last season, and, you know, Milwaukee was looking pretty good at times during the season, but they fell a couple games short of getting the division title, so that's how they ended up where they ended up, and boy, oh boy, it was a sellout crowd in St. Louis. They're excited about that. That is a baseball, I think that's a baseball town for sure. Yeah, you'd have to give that to them. All right, and I like historic feats. So as we sit back and grab our second glass of iced tea, I would probably be talking about this. I love the fact that Gerrit Cole, who is incredible on the hill for the Astros, got his 20th win and sets off all kinds of milestones. So he's got a major league leading strikeout total. He finishes with the best ERA in the American League. Incredible season for himself and the Astros with that 8-5 win over the Angels on Sunday. And typical of Cole, he gives the defense credit. He said, oh, the offense was impeccable. Defense was great. Bullpen picked me up. And he gives it the wee. He could be a speaker. He gives it the wee factor big time. But he should brag on himself a little bit, because 16 straight win, and the Astros went up with the top record in the majors at 107, 107 wins and 55 losses. Home field advantage throughout the playoffs. They start the playoffs Friday at home with the winner of the wild card game between Tampa Bay and Oakland. And he said, I never really envisioned the numbers or anything like that. He's got a heck of a team behind him. He is right about that. But he is the first pitcher in the majors to record double-digit strikeouts in 9 consecutive games. That's a staggering number. Also the first to reach 300 without throwing a complete game. Also, really, really huge feat to be able to do that. So the Astros are excited and pumped to be back in a position where maybe they can win another title. But you know what? It's like a second season when you go into the playoffs. So buckle up and get ready for that second season if you are a baseball fan. All right, music means that we got to bounce out for the exit. So I'll be back to wrap up this hour and give you the highlights, including all that snow. Oh, the totals are scary. See you on the flip side.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thing. If you just tuned in, hey, 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 if you're listening to me at another time of day, thank you, thank you. You can always find us and you can always check out the show at katedelaneyradio.com and let it flow, too. If you have something to say, click on contact and bada bing, you're in just like that. Boom, just like that. All right, something we've been talking about a lot here on this show, and we've had several people on who grew up in Hong Kong, including my friend Helen Chong, to talk about how sad it is to watch what's happening in Hong Kong and the clashes that are happening. And they are getting fierce between the protesters and the riot police. Thousands marched through the city over the weekend. It was a global day of protest aimed at really slamming Communist China's upcoming 70th birthday. So Beijing is tightening what they're doing festivities-wise to make sure that the People's Republic of China is celebrated, and they are going to include a massive military parade because they want the world to see they're a global superpower. But you've got this unrest in Hong Kong, and there is a threat of upstaging everything that's happening there. They call this 4-month-long campaign ahead of Tuesday's National Day celebration Hong Kong protesters have dubbed it a day of grief. A day of grief. It is really sad to see, because Hong Kong was nothing like what we're seeing now. You're seeing tear gas, rubber bullets, water cannons, rocks flying in the air, petrol bombs, lots of people in the streets. Terrible. Tear gas, the police fired, only seemed to rally the crowds more as they started to walk through the streets in the thousands, and it really is the thousands. So these clashes are getting worse, and of course the fear is of what's going to happen with China if they prevail and they have their hands in what's happening in Hong Kong. And I don't have any idea of how this is going to end. It just looks like it's getting uglier and, sadly, uglier every single time we see what's happening there. All right, how about this? Cannabis. The race to produce cannabis and CBD oil is something that we're seeing pop up all over the place. I mean, two different things in a sense, except for that marijuana is becoming legalized in different areas. So I just happen to see this. I'm going to throw this in. This would be like a little shot of e-commerce, I guess, for you. Well, not even really e-commerce. It would be a shot of business for you. There's going to be a lounge to allow the consuming of marijuana, which will open this week in West Hollywood. It's called the Lowell Cafe, kind of like Amsterdamish, coming to the U.S. It's an upscale kind of thing. The pot can be smoked in pre-rolled joints or vaped, even if we're grappling with the whole vaping thing. They also have an extension to the cannabis market. Sales are confined to the dispensaries and online orders and test the appetite for public consumption, which is, I'm curious to see, and which is why I bring this up. David Elias, the co-founder of the L.A.-based Lowell Herb Company, says people want to smoke a joint with their friends in a cafe like they can have a beer, not in the alley or in the car or any of that kind of stuff. So they sell pre-rolled smokes to 300 dispensaries, and you go from there. Wow. And this is a year after California, remember, had the Adult Use of Marijuana Act was passed. One of the investors is Miley Cyrus. Remember, she just walked away from her husband and that whole marriage broke up. I could say something there as a joke right on the tip of my tongue, but I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone. The California governor doesn't think it's a joke. Gavin Newsom's executive order this month to curb youth vaping and spend more than $20 million on an awareness campaign aimed at nicotine and cannabis vaping products. He's challenging that. They're saying at this cafe it's a tricky situation. It's something we're learning about every day and helping to form our decisions based off the information. I'm just curious as if people are going to sit there and smoke pot all day long and if these cafes will really take off, because this is the first of eight and they're all in West Hollywood. So we know that a lot of people are smoking dope in that area because they would have to have customers, or why would they open them? Very strange, isn't it, how things have changed. Oh, how things have changed. You are not smoking pot, and it is not the effects of marijuana. If you hear me say that the president waits to see what happens with this impeachment inquiry. In fact, a new poll came out, a CBS News poll, saying that a majority of Americans and Democrats approve of the Trump impeachment investigation. More than half say yeah. Partisans have predictably split. Are you shocked by that? So, of course, Democrats call for the president's mishandling of the matters with the Ukraine, saying it's illegal and deserves impeachment. And Republicans say, even if improper, they feel that this is typical of what past presidents would do. So now Congress is going to focus on this, and what else do you think is going to get passed? And that's what the Republicans are saying. And I would say, well, TikTok, you'd have to agree with that. But the actual poll itself 55% approve of looking into the president with this whole impeachment thing. 45% disapprove. So there you go. Then the president's actions on the Ukraine. 41% say illegal, 31% not proper but legal, and 28% say proper. But we can spew all the numbers from the poll that we want. It ultimately comes down to this. The Ukraine, the call, the prez, the whistleblower. That's it. What does the whistleblower have to say? What are we going to learn that's going to blow the shoes off our feet? I don't know. So much for conversations about healthcare or guns. The focus now is absolutely on impeachment. And that's what it's going to be, especially in the light of the fact that Congress has a couple week break. The phone records, that would also be on the list, but not as key as the whistleblower. That would be a little bit bigger. And, of course, you have talking heads lining up on both sides of this. The Ukraine's top law enforcement official repeatedly rebuffed President Trump's personal lawyer's demands to investigate Joe Biden and his son, insisting he had seen no evidence of wrongdoing that he could pursue Trump's allegations. That's supposedly what the former Ukrainian prosecutor general said he told Rudy Giuliani. And that he would be happy to cooperate if the FBI or other U.S. authorities started their own investigation of the former vice president and his son Hunter, but insisted they hadn't broken any Ukrainian laws. Now, this is also a guy who was fired as prosecutor general last month, so we'll see where it all ends up. Where it all is ending up snow-wise is in a lot of people's backyards in the West. 3 feet of snow dropping in some places. Oh, Montana, you have the snow plows working. You're used to this. But still, even still, we just got out of summer. Very rare to see this in September. In Cali and Oregon and Montana and Idaho and Washington, even in Utah, Nevada, of course, we're seeing that temperatures dropped and the snow started to fall. Montana's governor, I mentioned this earlier, declared a winter storm emergency in his state because of the amount of snow that came down. 40 inches of snow in Browning, which is a town near Glacier National Park. Wow. 40 inches of snow. I don't know that I've ever lived any place that got 40 inches of the white stuff. How about you? Have any amazing photos, send them to me at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.